trying to, you know, trying to learn some conversational Japanese. You know, he's got a whole different gig going. You know, 200 people here just for him. And he gives off the impression that he doesn't want it to be an inconvenience to other people, which is, I think, a pretty neat thing. He's a kid. And he's got a quiet sense of humor. He's got a left-handed sense of humor. But they're both good kids.
What's your condition? Are you in
great shape? I feel good. I'll be ready to go opening day. And you know, this is absolutely a World Series caliber ball club. So, you know, we need to be ready right out of shooting. I feel like I am.
How has your preparation changed as you've gotten older in your career?
Well, the preparation change is more time than anything. It takes a little more time to do some things now than it did in the past. Warming up is just one of them. It takes me a little bit longer to get it cranked up and going. But it'll evolve over the spring, and I'll tweak it as we go.
Are you confident that you're going to resign before the start of the season?
All right, we'll see. We're talking right now, and we'll continue to talk.
What was the decision in wanting to come back?
The decision to come back were based on the family. My wife and kids and I had a long couple of discussions in which it was something that they were very comfortable with. And then when they became comfortable with it, I immediately became comfortable with it.
Will you be handling negotiations all yourself?
Yeah, I will.
Could that be a distraction?
No, it won't. No. It's going to be, I said before, we're talking, and we'll talk until such time as we stop talking. And at the end of that, I'll either be signed or I won't. And it really is that simple.
Kurt, last year at this time, you were very public about how you were lobbying Tito to have Capitan start. A year later, the circumstances may be a little different. Would you endorse that for this year?
You know what? Whatever. I don't know the details of the health issues, other than to know that they've made it clear that he will benefit better or more by being in the rotation than he will have. So I want to tell the person that now that he's in the rotation. If we can stay healthy, each one of us can take the ball 32, 33 times this year. He's got a chance to be a real special staff.
Kurt, entering your fourth year here, do you now consider yourself a leader of this rotation and the staff?
Pitching staff wise, sure, absolutely. I don't think it extends much beyond that. I've never felt that it's a pitcher's place on a 25 man roster, given the way our lifestyle changes so drastically different than guys who play every day. But I'm very comfortable, and especially with the makeup of the people here.
How crucial is the pen for this team? How crucial is it to find answers?
It's crucial for every team. We've got, nine or ten solid big league arms down there. And out of those nine or ten arms, we have to find a closer. And I'm confident that that'll happen. I think that role will be clearly defined when the season opens, which is all I really care about.
I saw when you
No, we just talked. Again, those are the times there and on the bus and on the planes and when there's a lot going on that you start to get to know each other and you hang around, and those are the times we have fun together. And there's a language barrier there that I hope I can overcome enough to make him and them comfortable mixing it up with the guys. Because this is a fun group of guys. This could be a really fun environment, and you don't want to miss how much of that fun that really is.
How big an adjustment will it be for Dice K to make the
transition? I don't think it's going to be anywhere near the adjustment people off the field think it is. The kid is phenomenally talented. I think he's an ace in the making, stuff-wise. Makeup-wise, he's polished. He's very composed. He's a mature 26-year-old kid. And I don't think that anything he's going to have expectation-wise here is going to touch what he had back home. It's going to be exciting to watch. From what I've seen video-wise and looking at him, he's a phenomenally talented kid. And I don't think – obviously I think he's pitching in the toughest division in baseball in the world. But I think he'll be able to step up and do some pretty special things.
Kurt, when you look at the landscape of the league, how do you think your pitching location, your starting location, potentially matches up against the rest of the league? Were you surprised at Randy?
Rotation-wise, you know, this is the time of year when everybody's rotation looks good. Some look better than others. We have a chance to have the best rotation in baseball. But we need to be healthy. That's every club. So it's just a matter of getting out of Florida with the same five guys we started with. I think we have almost a six-man rotation, depending on how Johnny comes along. But it's going to be, all of the championship teams that I've been on, you generally get through the season with no less than four guys who take the post every fifth day. And that fifth guy can be a swingman, given days off and stuff. But we've got some different factors here with Daisuke coming in from a six-man rotation. And we've got some guys, Wakefield and I, who I'm sure that they'll probably give that off day, extra day to early on. So I think it'll be a strength if we can stay healthy. And as far as RJ goes, there's a lot of personal things I think that went on there that with his brother passing away and all the things that happened. I think he's ecstatic to be back where he is. Regardless of what you want to say or what the New York media has said about his 2 years there, the one thing you know about Randy, if you know anything about him, is that he gave them everything he had every time he took the ball.
Are there any goals that he had personally?
Any goals? Yeah, goals, win a World Series. That's being a part of a World Series championship team.
Nothing, 15, 20.
Nothing I would tell you.
At this stage of your career, given how long you've been your professional since you're 19 years old, how meaningful is the Hall of Fame to you?
You know what, Gordon, we've had this discussion. It's not something I think about. My hand to God, I do not. It's not something that motivates me or drives me, because it's absolutely 100% out of my control. When you see the guys that aren't in there that belong in there, the Y11s and the Jim Rices, it makes it very easy to not worry about it. Hopefully I'm gonna stay healthy at this last two seasons. Win a World Series and hopefully another World Series or two and 25 games each year and walk away healthy if that's what we decide. But as far as that stuff goes, I really do not think about it.
Kurt, how's John Lester looking?
John, well, you know what? Johnny Lester looks as good as he can look. I mean, just seeing him here, he looks great. He and I talked this winter. I bugged him a couple different times just to check in on see how he's doing. And I'm excited that we're worried about him getting back in shape to pitch, as opposed to all the other things you could be worried about in his life right now. Seeing him here is awesome, and it's just it's an inspiring thing to look at and be around. And it's gonna be fun to be around him again.
How's your Japanese coming along? I know you talked about
it's all right. I mean, I introduced myself in formal Japanese as best I could. And I'm trying to learn the conversational Japanese as much as anything, because the Japanese media will be a presence this year, and it will be hopefully one of those things that you make it. It could probably be a bad thing if you turn it into a bad thing. But having been over in Japan and played on the tour over there, I've always, the times that I've dealt with them, they've been respectful. And I don't imagine that will be any different over here. 1997. I was on the MLB team that went over to Japan. But it's the conversational stuff as much as anything. Being able to sit on the bus and talk to him, or sit in the clubhouse when you guys aren't around and talk to him and get to know him and his wife and his his family. And same with Oki and talking to him. He's like I said, he's got a left-handed sense of humor, so he's going to probably come out of the left field a little bit more than Daisuke would.
How much conversational Japanese have been?
Some, enough that I'll sound really stupid for a while. It's a challenge. It's a very different language because it doesn't translate. English does not translate straight across the board. And in talking to him this morning, it was funny talking to him about how much English he's learned, and he realized how hard his language was when he began to learn English. And I said, yeah, that's the easy way to do it. We have to do it the hard way. We have to go from the easy language to the hard one, and it's a challenge.
How you can say you were getting Japanese for Japanese?
That was the first book I've, I got some software, some audio stuff, and a bunch of different books. Because you can learn like what words mean, but within the context of a conversation, when you're speaking half English and half Japanese, none of it makes sense.
How concerned are you about the distraction that may be this year for
the team? The media isn't, it's not like you guys weren't a bunch of cream puffs before they got here. I mean, you were all pains in the asses before the 180 of them showed up. So, you guys are what you make it from my standpoint. It's not really an issue because we have the clubhouse and we can always kick you guys out. But I think it's going to probably be harder on you guys with each other than it will be with us, because I know that the Red Sox will go above and beyond to make sure that it doesn't become intrusive any more than it already is. We have a goal to win a World Series, and when you get into a clubhouse atmosphere and there's 25 guys and it's 8 months every day together, we need our time, we need our space, and it's hard to do in the confines of where we play right now, much less adding another 150 to 200 members in the media, but it'll work.
Kurt, driving in, is the scene comparable to anything you've seen?
No, this is different than any other spring training in baseball before this year. Now this year, obviously, it takes on a whole different look and a feel, but it's good for baseball, which is really cool. And being able to get a front row seat to watch these two guys come in here is going to be special. And I didn't have a chance to see Nomo up close, or Ichiro, or Hideki in New York. And you kind of hear how it is, and you can't appreciate it until you see it. But watching these guys make their mark over here is going to be fun to do.
Have you thought you could go over beyond 2008?
Well, yeah, but I'm not thinking about anything beyond 2008.
So that kind of
right.
Kurt, how is your preparation different this year going to this year, maybe than previous year?
Well, as I said earlier, it's all about time. Preparation for me is always, it's a huge component to me being successful. From that standpoint, I'll start getting into my video preparation and over the next week, 10 days to get ready for the season. But physically is probably the bigger challenge now, and that's the one that you kind of have to adjust on the fly.
Did that vary from last offseason?
It's absolutely different than last year. And it's just kind of a roll with the punches kind of thing. And you really start to listen to your body more as you get older to make sure. They pay me to pitch. I need to be ready to pitch every fifth day. So all of the other stuff is secondary in importance as far as getting things done or setting goals for days when you don't pitch to make sure that you're ready to go on the day you get the ball.
Kurt, with the benefit of hindsight, do you have any greater insight as to why you were so successful in Fenway last year? And also, the difference between your second half half of the season?
Well, I mean, since I've been here, I've been better at Fenway. And I would tell you that it's just because I've pitched as well away from Fenway. It's a different atmosphere, and I get very charged up pitching there. If you can utilize right field and right center field, it is a much better park to pitch in. I don't know if there's any one reason why I pitch better at home than I did on the road. As far as the first and second half, I just didn't pitch well. I had a run of five or six or seven starts where I matched up with Santana and a bunch of number ones and pitched well and didn't get decisions. And then in a perfect year, you win all those games. And then you have a stinker or two and you get by, especially with this lineup. I didn't, I had some games in the second half. We never even had a chance to win. And that was probably the frustrating part. I know I was sitting on 12 or 13 or 14 wins and looking at winning 22, 23, 24 games. I fell out of a tree and just did not pitch consistently well for the entire remainder of the season. Nothing physical. I just didn't execute. Had some consistently bad performances and did not make the adjustments I had to make.
How many starts would you like to make here? And have they figured out the first start?
I don't know how many games I'm going to pitch any. I know what my schedule is the first 10 days to 2 weeks. I've had the luxury the last couple of years of working backwards from opening day. I'm going to be ready to pitch opening day, and whatever I need to do prior to that, we'll sort of schedule that one.
Kurt, do you think it would make sense? You kind of have avoided trying to
you know what? It depends on the person. It really does. I don't. Again, he's the stuff that I've seen him throw, and the games that I've watched him pitch. It's going to take a whole lot more than two or three times to get used to him. He's got such an incredible mix of pitches, and he has such good command of all of his pitches that you know. And that's what I think. That's why I think he's an ace in the making, and that he's going to be able to win some games when he's not locating his fastball very well, or he doesn't have his curveball that night. Because he has such dominating off stuff, off speed stuff. He's like Pedro in a sense, that he has multiple strikeout pitches. And that those are the kind of guys that can go out and not feel good and still dominate a game.
Okay.
Right?
Thank you.